The response to arming teachers as a way to combat school shootings sounds like any other debate about guns. Proponents say it's a practical way to stop shooters, while opponents argue that it will actually increase the risk of danger. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, among some educators, the debate doesn't fall along those same lines.
It's a cold Saturday afternoon on top of the Mercy Mountain property in Lafayette. Matt Mallory, an Army veteran and owner of a firearms training company, is teaching a concealed carry course.
So what you need to do is the same exact thing. When I say threat, you're going to press out.
Mallory is offering his firearms training free of charge to teachers and school personnel if the district gives them permission to carry in the building. He says it will make these criminals think twice before attacking a school and give teachers a way to fight back.
We're not saying run out into the hallway and chase the bad guy down and shoot him, chase the active killer down. No, we're saying if that active killer is actively coming into that room and they kick the door in, stop that threat. It's right there in front of you. What else are you going to do? Hide behind a desk, play dead? It doesn't work.
Mallory says arming teachers is the first step to putting an end to school shootings, but at a roundtable of students and faculty from SUNY Oswego's School of Education, the idea was quickly dismissed. Joanne O'Toole, a former teacher and the associate director of SUNY Oswego's Curriculum and Instruction Department, says what it would stop is people from entering the profession.
It's nowhere in our standards, it's nowhere in our code of ethics, it's nowhere in our preparation, and I've been in the profession 30 years, and if somebody told me that either I had to carry a weapon or my colleagues might be carrying weapons, I don't know that I would have become a teacher.
Director of the Curriculum and Instruction Department, Marcia Burrell, says arming teachers more than changes the profession, it transforms the school environment.
I actually have this idea that some of this is about perception. If you build a fortress, then that fortress is going to be attacked. And maybe that's radical, but the fact is that schools are not a place where we have to worry about whether or not I'm going to be shot. It's a place for learning, building our community.
Burrell, O'Toole, and Katie Evan, a graduate student in Oswego School of Education, side with thousands of teachers who have taken to social media to call for arming them with psychologists and counselors, not weapons.
So the answer isn't stopping people from coming into the school. It's making people better so they don't grow up to want to do these acts. Like, we can fix it from the roots up.
Melody Williams, a sixth grade teacher at Lyon Central School District in Wayne County, does think arming teachers could save lives and would make her feel safer if that teacher is a former police officer or veteran. But she doesn't think it's the solution. Like Evan, she thinks the way to stop this issue is prevention.
We see the students who have red flags. We know that they need help. We know that they need counseling. We know that they need outlets and interventions. And you can only do so much as a classroom teacher. And you can only do so much as an administration. I think everybody wants to help these kids. But we're underfunded in that area to get the kids the real help that they need to eliminate them from being, you know, a risk later on.
A 2017 survey of New York State school superintendents found that nearly half of those who responded said they do not have the resources to help students with non-academic needs like mental health. And for the first time last year, it was identified in the survey as the top priority for new funding. Congress did include more than $2 billion in new funding for mental health, training, and school safety efforts in its latest budget. And New York state lawmakers increased school funding by $1 billion in their budget. But some school advocacy organizations, like the Alliance for Equality Education, say the state funding is not keeping up with inflation, leading many schools to place support services like counselors on the chopping block. In Lafayette, I'm Peyton Horning for WRVO News.